Kevin Grosher from the Lansing State Journal. Kevin has been covering this Jay Vincent story, which is such a tragedy. When I see this, Kevin, as a big Michigan State guy, I just get a pit in my stomach to see a guy who did so many good things for his high school, for his city, for the state, and had such a great pro career. Just to see the end of his story come to jail is just... It's just a bummer. Tell me about Jay Vincent and his court date.
Yeah, he's pleaded guilty already last year, in fact, last September, in connection with an employment fraud scheme. And he's been awaiting sentencing in that case since last September. He's been on bond since then. And yesterday, federal prosecutors there was a court hearing about that bond, and federal prosecutors argued that it should be revoked. Because he had, since pleading guilty in the employment fraud scheme, had engaged in what they called a new fraud, which I guess we can describe both frauds later. But what happened yesterday was he fought the prosecutors on their case initially, and then apparently in the middle of the hearing just decided, I give up. I'm just going to go to jail and get this over with. And voluntarily had allowed his bond revoked, and so now he's in jail until September, when he'll be sentenced in the initial case.
Well, according to your story from yesterday's paper, Jay Vincent apparently was still involved in this similar type of scheme, just in a different way.
Yeah, it's the new scheme. The way it was described by prosecutors is he would take out ads in newspapers and advertise basketball tryouts for these traveling exhibition teams. The government said that those teams did not exist, and he also was paying for those ads, or people were paying for those ads on his behalf using checks that bounced. Yeah. And actually, we're pretty sure that he bounced some checks to the Lansing State Journal as well.
So he is back in jail, and do you have any idea what he's facing as far as a sentence?
They go by sentencing guidelines. Technically, he faces up to 20 years in prison on a mail fraud conviction, and 3 years in prison for tax fraud. But it's going to be significantly less because he pleaded guilty and cooperating in the initial case.
Jay Vincent's 52 years old. And Kevin, before I let you go, just your thoughts on what you've learned and what you think after covering this story. You've been there since day one.
Yeah, I mean, even after talking to Mr. Vincent, he kind of wanted to paint it like, well, he was advertising in the gray area, and he kind of understands what they say he did was wrong, and he admits it. He's taken some responsibility, but it doesn't sound like he's taken full responsibility. And it's not even clear to me that he understands everything, that all the evidence that's weighted against him. So that to me is kind of sad, because, you know, obviously he had a great career and was a great basketball icon. And it's kind of sad, but, people seem to – you come to expect enough from athletes, honestly.
And what is that sentencing date once again?
It's going to be on, September 2nd. It's been moved many times, but the one that's set right now is for September 2nd.
All right. Kevin Grosher from the Lansing State Journal. You can go to lsj.com to read that story. Kevin, always a pleasure to talk with you. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Tony.